Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, May 31st. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. On Capitol Hill, the debt ceiling bill advanced past a procedural hurdle in a House committee as Republican leaders projected confidence that the deal would draw enough support to pass. Roughly 30 GOP House lawmakers said they would oppose the bill, while others said they were undecided. A final House vote on the bill is expected as soon as tonight, as Congress faces a June 5th deadline to approve the deal and avoid a default. In China, there are further signs of a sluggish economic recovery. Factory activity contracted for a second straight month in May, while growth in the services sector pulled back, according to official data. Economists have begun cutting their growth forecasts for the country, as its momentum after years of strict COVID-19 policies appears to be struggling. And a U.S. federal judge has ruled that relatives of people who died in a Boeing 737 MAX crash in 2019 can seek compensation for victims' pain and suffering before the plane slammed into the ground. Boeing has contested factoring that into damages stemming from the crash in Ethiopia, for which the company has admitted responsibility. The judge's ruling comes ahead of possible trials to determine how much Boeing should pay victims' families. A Boeing spokesman declined to comment. Stock markets in Asia ended the day lower, while European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures drifted downward ahead of the Labor Department's job openings data due out this morning. And Salesforce is among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.